Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas, where we talk about real life, real topics with real women. Today's topic is one little tiny, teeny tiny word that gives a whole lot of people a whole lot of trouble: stress. Now, stress can be positive, such as you doing something to avoid danger or something that motivates you to meet a deadline. But I'm talking about the negative stress, the emotional, the physical tension where you feel frustrated and nervous. So that's the kind of stress we're going to be talking about today. Now, I'm going to make a pretty bold statement here, and I want you to keep listening. Don't tune me out. I'm defining stress as those moments when you stop thinking about how God would handle something or how He can handle something, and you're trying to take the burden upon yourself. It's when you take your eyes off Jesus, that's when that negative stress comes in. And I believe that it's a tool of the enemy. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." He's got you. You've got backup. You just need to remember it. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now, how do you know when you're stressed out? Because I hear people say that all the time, even little kids. Here are some warning signs. Physically, you have a headache. You may be tired all the time and you can't sleep. Your pulse is racing. You feel nauseous. You have indigestion. You're sweating. You might even feel dizzy or out of breath. Your appetite might change. You might eat too little or eat too much. You're becoming less energetic. You have poor productivity at work. You start drinking more, smoking more, taking more marijuana, whatever. You're irritable. You cry suddenly for no reason. You're sad. You're moody. Nothing's funny anymore. Your self-esteem is low. You could be extremely angry. You might feel guilt or shame. You may have lost your libido, like you don't want to have sex with your spouse. You start to panic and feel anxious. Your thinking becomes muddled. You're unable to make decisions. You fear rejection. You make rushed decisions. You can't concentrate. You're hypersensitive to anything anybody says to you. You talk negatively about yourself. You feel like people are being unfair to you all the time. Those are the main warning signs. And stress has an effect on your body. It makes your muscles tense. Your breathing becomes more intense. The digestive system slows down. Your blood has to thicken to help it carry more oxygen. Your muscles might begin to ache. If you're really, really, really upset, as far as your lungs, your super oxygenated blood can lead to blackouts. Your digestive system shuts down. Your heart has to work harder. Your blood pressure may go up. It's just not worth it to take your eyes off Jesus. Now, you may not agree with my definition of stress and what causes it. But that has something to do with it. Psalms 34:4 says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Let's see. I'm just looking through my verses to see which ones I want to share, which ones the Holy Spirit is leading me to share. Matthew 6:25. I think I'm going to read all the way down to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. And trust me, single moms, single parents, when I say, oh, but you haven't been in my shoes. You haven't been hungry. You haven't had an empty fridge and your kids are hungry. Oh, yes, I have. You better believe I have. There was a time when I was so prideful after my initial divorce, I wouldn't ask for help. And I had very little money. And it was Saturday and I was going to get paid on Monday. And actually, I had no money. Let me back up. I had no money. And I wasn't getting paid until Monday. And so I needed to feed the kids on Sunday. And there was nothing. No money, nothing, no food. And you know, I cried all night. And something said, check your mailbox. I checked my mailbox. There was a flyer from the church around the corner saying, come worship with us Sunday. It's family day, children's day, something like that. And free food all day long. And I just wept because God provided. He provided. My kids were happy. They played. They ate until they were more than full. And they went to bed with full tummies. They got their breakfast at school the next day. They got their lunch at school the next day. I got paid. I was able to get groceries and feed them dinner. He took care of us in that moment where it looked like we had nothing to eat. I can't tell you how many times he stretched my money and I was able to feed myself and my two kids on $20 for a whole week. I'm telling you, God is a provider. He will take care of you. Oh, yes, he will. So I've been hungry. I understand. I've lived paycheck to paycheck. I get it. Just trust him. Trust in the promises of God. And don't stress and worry about things that you can't control. He's got you. And if he allows you to suffer a little bit to help you draw closer to him, just embrace that moment. Embrace that intimacy. Embrace the lesson. Something good will come out of it, I promise you. Maybe your children will learn to be more thankful. Maybe you will learn to be a better steward of your money or more frugal. Maybe you'll go through something just to share a testimony with somebody struggling down the line. You never know what the Lord's up to. But I do know that it's for your good and for His glory. So remember that stress happens when you take your eyes off Jesus and you forget about the promises of God. Let His peace cover you. He's your provider. And He's not an ATM. I don't mean that. But He is your provider and sustainer. And whatever you need, if it's within His will to give it to you, He will give it to you. And if you need it, you will have it. You won't have everything you want, but He will provide everything that you need. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. I pray that you were blessed by this broadcast. And most of all, I pray that you will not be stressed anymore beyond what's normal. God bless you.